This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The United Nations Human Rights Chief says the situation in the West Bank is rapidly deteriorating. He is reporting a rise in settler attacks and instances of violence by Israeli security forces against Palestinians. Volker Turk, the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, says casualties are high.
From 7 October to 27 December this year, 300 Palestinians, including 77 children, have been killed in the occupied West Bank. In the same period, Israeli security forces have arrested more than 4,700 Palestinians, including about 40 journalists. At the same time, Israeli authorities have imposed severe and systematic restrictions on the movement of Palestinians across the West Bank.
Israel Army says it regrets the harm caused to uninvolved civilians at the Maghazi refugee camp. A military official has told the Israeli public broadcaster that the wrong weaponry was used in the attack and extensive collateral damage was caused. The Israeli airstrike on the Maghazi camp, which is in the centre of the Gaza Strip, killed at least 86 people. A two-year-old girl has died after being found unconscious in a backyard pool in northern New South Wales. Emergency services were called to a home 25 kilometres north of Lismore Wednesday and found family members performing CPR on the child. The girl was taken to Lismore Base Hospital but was unable to be revived. According to Royal Life Saving Australia, as of Thursday evening, some 30 people had drowned across the nation since the 1st of December. That's six more than at the same time last year, more than the five-year average. A man has been found dead after falling off his kayak off the coast of Rosebud on Victoria's Mornington Peninsula. Emergency crews responded to a call that a man on an inflatable kayak had got into difficulties at Rosebud Pier. His body was found after a short search. New Year's Eve could be a wet one for parts of eastern Australia, with more severe weather forecast for the weekend. The Bureau of Meteorology says widespread showers and possible thunderstorms are set to return to New South Wales and Queensland today. Northeast New South Wales will see more rain and possibly severe thunderstorms into New Year's Eve. Scattered showers are forecast for the remainder of the coast, with the chance of storms. Queensland is also expected to be hit by wet weather, with isolated showers and thunderstorms forecast across much of the state, apart from the far southwest. In tennis, world number one Novak Djokovic landed in Perth on Thursday afternoon ahead of the Mixed Teams United Cup, which starts today. Serbia will take on China and the Czech Republic in the group stage, with Djokovic set to face world number 58 Xinjiang Zhang and world 31 Jiří Lehecka in his men's singles matches. But it's the Australian Open that is the main prize this summer. The 36-year-old won three Grand Slams in 2023, including a famous victory at the Australian Open. That success came just a year after he was deported from Australia for refusing to have the COVID-19 vaccine. And that's SBS News in Easy English.